This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
While things are indeed bad in America, folks, I bet you money that any one of the hundreds of American hostages that are trapped in Afghanistan would gladly want to be an American, even in the worst crime-infested third world crap hole in this country, than where they are right now, running from their lives or hiding from their lives. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Post-Labor Day. Post-slave day, where you figure out how much of your time is spent fueling the insanity of Team Demento. Glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Lunacy prevailed. Doesn't matter when. Does not take a break. No vacations. Nothing. It doesn't even go to the bathroom. Lunacy is with us 24/7. So we had a Labor Day weekend, that's unlike any, I mean, it's the same. I was going to say unlike, I mean, it's like every other weekend. The same. Nothing changes. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Destruction everywhere. Chaos anywhere Democrats exist. You should be celebrating. You would think that these lazy son of a guns who are getting fed off the backs of conservatives, people who are willing to go to work every day, would take a break and say, you know what, let's celebrate those guys for taking care of our kids, feeding our kids, taking care of our women, giving to our charity and causes that they don't even have anything to do with, but they still do it. But instead, we get mayhem and destruction. You want to hear something? 46 people. Let me just put it this way, because the number is going to change. Dozens of people killed, or, you know, in Chicago, and here's what this thing reads, including 8 children shot in Chicago over the weekend, according to Chicago PD. A 4-year-old boy was taken to the hospital in critical condition after he was shot twice in the head Friday night while inside a home on South Ellis Avenue. The bullets were fired from inside the home and came in through a window. I'm sorry, from outside the home and came in through a window. No witnesses. But it was cops. What do you think? South side of Chicago on South Ellis Avenue? Yeah, you know it was cops, man. They were after that little black boy. He's a black boy. They were trying to get that kid. Get him early. Before they can narc. No witnesses. 6 of the 8 children were shot within a 12-hour period Saturday when they were fired upon from a vehicle near Garfield Park on Chicago's west side. They were later listed in good condition. 8 children, huh? 8 children shot. Let me put it this way. Chicago, are you trying to be Afghanistan or what? 71st most dangerous city in America. For those of you listening and haven't been listening long enough to my show to know that, because I always use Chicago just to point out that while we give you all this mayhem and destruction and chaos and violence in Chicago, it isn't even in the top 10 per capita. In a mass shooting, 2 men and 3 women were in a large crowd on South Tripp Avenue. And they were shot around midnight, Friday night or Saturday morning, by someone inside a black 4-door Nissan. This is according to police. But you know police. They're just trying to deflect off of what they did. Because you know them police was hunting black people in Chicago. Yeah. That's what the left tells us, right? But they're going to solve all this, aren't they? Joe Biden's going to end the violence? He's going to... You know, he's going to get the Negro back in school and off drugs and all kinds of stuff, man. He's a modern day, Nation of Islam. The article continues, the city, like many others across the country, is seeing an increase in gun violence. I love how they put that. That always cracks me up. It's an increase in gun violence. Let me tell you something. If everybody in Chicago that committed a crime were to go out tomorrow and start beating people with hammers instead of using guns, how do you think this would read? Would it be hammer violence? Chicago has had an increase in hammer violence. You think it would? Because I don't. But here's what I'll guarantee you. I'll guarantee you this. They will never say Chicago has had an increase in a particular demographic of violence. For example, there's been an increase in black violence. You're never going to hear that. There's been an increase in violence from thugs. Does it matter what tool is used to kill you? Just think about it. Does it matter? It's a very simple question. What? Look, you already know where I'm going, but why would they continue to tout the gun? Doesn't matter to me. Shooting incidents in Chicago were 65% higher in the year to date as of August 31st compared to 2 years earlier, according to police, and 9% higher than last year. So it's still going up. It went up dramatically in 1 year, and it's still going up 9% from the previous year. Okay, great. Let me ask you. You're a business person running Chicago. I'm talking about the mayor. And you don't like that trend line. I wouldn't. If my city had gone up 65% more dangerous 2 years before and 9% more dangerous from the previous year, I would be looking for solutions. And I'm talking real solutions. They go on. Nationwide, an average of 200 people have been killed. An average. What does that mean? Per city? Have been killed and 472 injured by guns. Oh, each weekend this summer, not including suicides. That's nearly 3.4 people shot every hour, every weekend. What's funny to me is the level, the condemnation that the left has of themselves that goes completely unnoticed. Yeah. 3.4 people shot every hour, every weekend. Where? Chicago, Cleveland, Cincinnati, D.C., San Antonio, and the Liberty Town of Boston and of Baton Rouge. Yeah, anywhere lefties are in control, this is what you get. All this violence and Joe Biden's fixated on the Wu flu, putting you in masks, vaccinating you, and putting you in quarantine.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Remember the mask wars? When they were just starting. People were just putting masks on. I thought it was weird that they had them on, and within a month, more people were wearing masks than weren't wearing masks. It didn't take long for them to flip us into little, very easy to manipulate population of lemmings. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'd love to get your opinion on some things I just talked about, calling into the show, letting us know what's going on. And as many of you know, I will call you, because we get your number. If you say, Kevin, can you call? I call. Most of the time, I know I do. Anyway, so mask wars has now turned into vax wars. And I've continually asked you since this whole thing started, and I started exposing this scam, why would somebody require you to do something when the data doesn't dictate this type of a response? Less than 1% are dying. Now it's gone from 2.5% fudge numbers down to 0.66% death from Wu flu, and that's with fudge numbers. So it's getting less dangerous. The Delta variant, they tell you, is less dangerous. It's more communicable, but it's less deadly. Now, they're working on a new deadlier variant because they got to scare the crap out of you somehow. And they live in the era of brown underwear, the left does. So they're trying to get you to keep that fear going. Full court press on misinformation about vaccinations. Full court press. People who get vaccinated, the study from, Baltimore, or who cares? It was some big city. 74% of the people who caught Wu flu were vaccinated. You're seeing it all over. It isn't just in America. It's across the world. So we got to make it mandatory. We're not going to teach your kids unless you get vaccinated. Well, you know, your kids, but everybody needs to be vaccinated, because if you're not vaccinated and your kids aren't vaccinated, then where? So it's just, if you work for the Fed, you got to get vaccinated. If you don't work for the federal government, because they have no indemnity if you get the shot and you become crazy, your heart enlarges, or you get some crazy rash that eats you alive or whatever. There's nothing wrong with them. They aren't going to get sued. The Pfizer and Moderna and none of them, they're not getting sued. You're just one of the casualties of war. The war against a virus that is a bioweapon of the Chinese, and that we should be looking, to put the blame in the right place. But no, we're punishing our citizens over this. So you're not going to be able to travel, and they're testing on what if we do this? What if we tell them they can't eat at restaurants? They're not going to be able to go to venues. Let me tell you, we've already given you your response, lefties. Has Hollywood not suffered enough? Has sports not suffered enough? Do you know there's an app on my phone? It comes up, not an app, but an advertisement. You know what it has? Let me tell you what this advertisement is. It says, it's got some cute girl sitting in the audience, and it says, Susan paid $28 for her seat, and she's all happy. And then it shows another attractive girl, and it shows her getting a notification. Hey, you can go see your sports team play professional whatever, and it's only going to cost you $7. Just hit this button. And then it goes back to Susan, and she's all sad because she didn't have the app that would let her go see the basketball game or the football game or the baseball game at a much cheaper rate than her friend who bought the ticket a month earlier. You know what they're telling you? They're telling you, we can't sell tickets to venues. So will you please buy them if we pop them up on your phone? For $2, will you go see the Arizona Cardinals or the Dallas Cowboys or whomever? What about the award shows? When's the last time you went to see a movie at a movie theater? When's the last time you paid to see a movie? I'm not talking about Netflix or hopefully the flickfest.com. I hope you are talking about the Flickfest, but I'm saying got off your butt, drove to the theater, went to see a movie. Or even you said, you know what, I'm going to rent it at my house. For me, it's been months. Months, maybe a year. I mean, maybe years. I haven't bought any movies or anything. But they want you to, you're going to miss out. You'll miss out from eating out at restaurants, from going to all these different things you want to go to. You're not going to be able to go to these sporting events. You're not going to be able to go anywhere. Why? Because before it was the mask. It was just the mask. That's all you do was wear the mask. Now you got to be vaxxed. What if you had it? What if you had the Wu flu? Does that count? Isn't it funny that we're no longer getting these? They don't want to give you the numbers of the number of outbreaks that is, because it was 34 million and change. What if the number of people who've had the Wu flu is 80 million? And we start getting this thing called herd immunity. Well, you know what they're doing in L.A.? This was in the Epic Times. They want to require vaccination proof for you to go into restaurants, gyms, entertainment venues, retail stores, including your grocery store. It would be more restrictive than New York City's. And it comes from Council President Nuri Martinez and Council Member Mitch O'Farrell. The City Council of L.A. voted unanimously on an ordinance that would essentially starve out the unvaccinated. And in a prepared statement, Martinez claimed, it's our responsibility to protect the public, and that includes protecting them from the unvaccinated. The decision to not get vaccinated doesn't just affect you. We have kids under the age of 12 who are not eligible for the vaccine yet, and someone's decision to not get vaccinated affects them as well. You can't even deal with your own children, according to Martinez. So, do you got to get vaccinated to eat? He says, those who choose not to take this experimental vaccine are, and this is his word, immoral. He called you immoral. If you decide, it's my body, I don't want to get it, I've already had the disease. What, has he made any concessions for that? Of course not. They don't care about data and science. Some, this is what people are, look, this is the behind the scenes stuff, the orchestration that I hope you're paying attention to. So it writes, they write this, when resident Elizabeth Elliott pointed out that it was unethical to force people to take a shot, explaining people should have medical freedom to research and make their own health decisions. We as citizens have a right to privacy, especially with our health information. Others warned the council of the looming pushback. One caller, Justin, explained, going down this road right now is really dangerous. We're going to see lots of backlash, including lawsuits. You doggone Skippy you are. I don't know why we haven't seen them so far. I don't know where the court system is, but if the court system doesn't back us up here, this is a real potential for mutiny. This is where Americans have to stand up and say, look, enough is enough. You pushed our backs against the wall. I can't do what I want to do for my own personal self. I mean, look, I don't smoke cigarettes because they're bad for me, but I don't care if you want to smoke them. I don't care if you do dangerous activities, things that can get you killed. I'm going to talk about a story about the mighty atom, strongman, and how it fits into this discussion. It'll be another time, but we're going to cover that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A White House official says 75% of adults have gotten at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. That comes out to more than 190 million Americans. The Biden administration's COVID-19 data director tweeting, just over 680,000 people were newly vaccinated over the Labor Day weekend. According to the State Department, four more Americans have been evacuated from Afghanistan. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls joins Fox News and says evacuations for Americans who want to leave must be a priority.
The State Department and the Defense Department should be working hand in glove with these organizations in a public-private partnership about getting the job done. They should be focused on mission and getting Americans out.
USA Radio News. President Biden is assessing storm damages in New Jersey. During an event with state and local leaders, Biden saying the state really took a hit. Remnants of Hurricane Ida prompted deadly flooding in the Northeast. Meantime, without proof, President Biden says every part of the country is getting socked with extreme weather. The Secretary of State is spending some time in the Middle East. Next week, he'll be testifying before the Senate.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will testify in front of Congress next week about the U.S.'s withdrawal from Afghanistan. Blinken is set to appear before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on September 14th, the first of what is expected to be a number of administration officials to appear before Congress to answer questions about the withdrawal and evacuation of American citizens and Afghan allies from the country. Committee Chairman Senator Robert Menendez has said in a statement that there were policy execution and intelligence failures associated with the withdrawal and its aftermath. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? I feel like I should have the soundtrack to Tainted Love. Is that the song?
Tainted Love. Tainted Love.
Except this one's Tainted Blood. Move over, Meghan Markle and her cuckold husband, Princess Harry. There's some new royals in town. And if you haven't gotten your poke, I'm not talking about from Harvey Weinstein or Jeffrey Epstein or Bill Clinton or any of those other clowns. I'm talking about the Fraudchi poke, Dr. Fraudchi, who wants 100% of the world vaccinated. He said it. We would be out of this mess if everybody would just get a shot. Yeah. You're not fooling me, Fraudchi. Anyway, they want you to get this poke. And as it turns out, those who didn't, you are the purebloods. You are the unvaxxed. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Who would look, common sense tells you not to get the shot. I get it. People did die from Wu flu, are still dying from the Wu flu, and will continue to die from the Wu flu, the same as they will continue to die from the flu, and the same as they will continue to die from car crashes and suicides and living in Democrat-controlled cities, which is, by the way, the biggest way to get killed and the fastest way to get killed in the history of the planet. But this Wu flu thing is overblown. And now we're getting news that the people who didn't get the shot are the new royalty. That's right. I want you to understand, you're listening to royalty. You shall listen with all the fervor of a plebe, because I'm a royal. And if you didn't get the shot, you're a royal. Why? While Joey Demento and Dr. Fraudchi have been pushing this death poke, we get disturbing news. It depends on how you look at it. I think it is disturbing because lives are at stake. But we get disturbing news. And this comes from the American Red Cross. And essentially, if you took the Wu flu vaccine, I use my finger quotes, the American Red Cross will not accept blood plasma donations from you. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I have a friend. He no longer donates blood because he did it for survival. He did it to pay his bills. But he would donate blood and they'd get his plasma. And he literally, I'm not kidding you, that he survived for probably four or five years doing that. It was one of his sources of income. And he would have to wait for his blood to, you know, replenish or whatever. And at one point his iron level dropped too low and they wouldn't accept his donation. And he was like, his blood to make his bills, and he was distraught. So he went on pumping vitamins and eating, you know, red meat to get his iron levels up, and he did. But that was the way he paid his bills. I'm not even joking for a bit. It was sad in one respect, but it makes for good conversation down the road. And we chuckle about it now. But the point is, he gave blood to make a living. There are people who give blood to make a living because they can't pay their bills. Those that live in cities, they do it. I'm just telling you, the blood supply, who gives blood might scare you if you live in a big city, because it's crackheads. I mean, it's a lot of people that you go, oh, man. Because if you're struggling, you know, who knows what you're doing with your body. So, tainted blood. So, long story short, the Red Cross says, hey, if we can't accept donations of blood from people who have gotten the shot. Now, they've now put them into the category of people that have HIV, people that have other communicable diseases. These people are the new diseased. Don't believe me. Look, go look this up. Go look it up if you don't believe the story. The unvaccinated, the people like myself, we are now the pure bloods, since our blood has not been contaminated with these deadly spike proteins. And you should go study up on these spike proteins. Look, I'm a nerd. I get interested in this kind of stuff. And the other chemicals that are in those blood, you're now in your blood supply because you got the poke. Blood from vaccinated people has the potential to kill the recipient. How would you like that? Arthur Ashe died of HIV because he got contracted, you know, blood disease, contracted rather through, getting a transfusion. And now that, you know, they've got medications for it, so he probably wouldn't die. Neither would Freddie Mercury. But you could die if you get a blood transfusion from somebody who's got the spike proteins that were present in the Wu Flu shot. Operation Warp Speed has essentially depleted America's blood supply. And so now you have people like myself who have this golden blood. And I'm golden because I'm O positive. I can give blood to anybody, and I can accept blood from anybody. Most of us are that way, by the way. So we're golden. Our blood is golden. And God forbid you're AB negative and you have never, you know, let your blood get with the, you know, with the blood of the peons, the blood of the vaxxed, because they are now the peons, the crackheads. They can't give blood. Do you know who can't give blood? Just think about who can't give blood. Now the vaxxed are in that mix. The people who, I gave blood. You want to know how many of these people are going to be now going, I didn't give any blood. And here's what gets me. Don, there were people that said they should kill all of the people who are unvaxxed. You want to take it back? Don Lemon went on TV saying, how dare you people not get vaccinated? Sean Penn said we were loaded weapons. What's going to happen when these crackheads, these, you know, with the tainted blood, go out and they get in a car wreck or something and they need blood? You know what this blood, this pure blood is going to do? I'm going to say, I would only like my blood to go to those who have not been vaxxed. I do not want my blood mixing with the unvaccinated, with the vaccinated. They are of lower class. You know what I'm saying? Wow. So here's this document from the Red Cross. Oh, and speaking of which, Japan, I believe, said they have to throw away millions of doses of this poke, this medicine. Medicine, I use my finger quotes on that, because it's tainted. But they're pushing it. Fauci said everybody in the world should get vaccinated. But here's what the Red Cross says. There's a shockingly low supply of blood, of unvarnished blood. And I was thinking, what is going to be the cost of a pint of blood when 70% of the country can't donate? I'm holding out. I don't know about you, but the price of my blood went up. But here's what the document from Red Cross, it details that blood donations further. And it says in the document, anyone who takes any type of COVID vaccine is not eligible to donate convalescent plasma due to the serious risk of some of the blood recipients. And I'm reading this from their document. One of the Red Cross requirements for plasma for routine blood and platelet donations that test positive for high levels of antibodies to be used as a convalescent plasma is that it must be from a donor that has not received a COVID-19 vaccine. Think about what the Red Cross is saying. I don't want your blood if you took that shot because it's of no use to me. You might as well be a cyborg. You can't donate blood. And to be honest with you, the question begs, can you accept it? Is it going to do any good? Your stuff, your DNA has been altered. You're not of pure blood. No, yes. Good. So Democrat and other leftists, they tout the science in explaining their nonsense. And in this case, the science is, those spike proteins and other chemicals in that crappy blood you now have, if you got the shot, that means you can't produce your own antibodies. So your blood is of no use to somebody that's got this disease. It's the only people who can be useful to them are the pure bloods. Yes, indeed. Right now, I really feel bad because I don't want to be talking to the peons out there. Yeah, you disturb me. They say this. To ensure that antibodies collected from donors have sufficient antibodies directly related to their immune system, so the COVID-19 infection, and not just the vaccine, as antibodies from an injection and antibodies from a vaccine are not this. I mean, sorry, antibodies from an infection and antibodies from a vaccine are not the same. Now, how's that for shooting holes in the let's all go get vaxxed? Yeah, well, I'm not doing the Carlton for those who got vaccinated. I'm doing the Carlton for the new royal blood. Man, we are something else. And I wonder if Don Lemon and team are actually going to discuss this with people, that there's a new royalty, the people who didn't get vaccinated. I'm going to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joey Demento took a few days off. That would be Joe Biden, the bungler of Afghanistan. We need to come up with something that sticks with this guy. I mean, I got lots of names for him. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com. 844-551-8255. Talked about a lot of stuff today. Chicago violence. How they're trying to starve you out with this Wu flu shot and want you to get it. But as it turns out, you, if you haven't gotten the shot, you are going to be worth, you're gold. You are gold. Hold out. I'm telling you, your blood is, it's unbelievable what your blood is going to create. We are the ones who are going to, they're going to want to study the impure, the, you know, the royal blood, as I said earlier. Anyway, there's a, this Joey Biden, I mean, he kills 13 Marines, he kills hundreds of Afghanis, and he says, you know what, I need a break. I need to take a vacation. Oh, by the way, he's killed the economy. He's killed the morale of white people. He's killed the morale of black people. I mean, if you're a foreign country, you've got to be... Where's the Joe Biden day in China at this point, or Russia? I'll tell you this, no matter where you were in America on Labor Day, no matter how much they taxed you, no matter how much angst you have for the future about your job or anything, be glad you are not one of the Americans that Team Demento stranded in Afghanistan, running for your life, or hiding for your life, more than likely. Why? Because Joey Demento, the pathological liar, promised you he's going to get you out, and he didn't do it. You didn't get to spend this particular holiday at home, and I'm going to make you a bet. You're probably not going to be home before Christmas. Democrats shoehorned in a lying skank in a coup, deposing one of the best presidents in American history. This, despite Biden's obvious lies, and I talked about it a few episodes ago where I gave you the lies that Biden's told. They're blatant lies. Everybody knew it. Jake Tapper, all of them. That's why Barack Obama said, don't underestimate Joe's ability to F stuff up. But we get a new set of lies all the time. The newest lie, of course, is we're going to stay there until we get all American out. Now the new set of lies on that are, well, we're going to get them. You just watch. You got confidence. Would you, let me ask you, if you were a captive in Afghanistan or anywhere else in the world, who would you have more confidence in to get you out? Trump or Biden? Simple question. Quick answer. No thought process needed. I know who I say. Trump. Before you even finish, I did Trump. Trump, Trump. But speaking of Afghanistan, I'm going to tell you, there's so many lies told about that that Joe Biden should be ashamed of himself, but he doesn't possess that. That demented clown doesn't possess the ability to look at his lie and actually see it for what it is. He just thinks, I said it, so somebody will make it happen, and if they didn't make it happen, it's on them. It's not on me. I said we would leave the planes there till we got every American out. I don't know why these generals... So what, I'm commander-in-chief. But I don't know why these generals didn't just do the right thing. Do whatever they need to do. I said what we were going to do. Make it happen. Even around what I say isn't going to happen. If I say, get the planes out, well, how are we going to get them out of there? I don't know. But you're going to live up to my promise. That's the way, I mean, I want to put you in the mind of a crazy man. A dude who's got a mustard seed for a brain. And that's even, and it's demented. And that's actually probably too big. At the mustard seed, in terms of being Biden's brain. If you have to explain the joke, it isn't a joke, right? But we get a new set of lies, folks. Fox News reported this. Biden lied about a visit to a synagogue. Biden did not visit the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh after the murder of 11 congregants, despite saying so. And this is what the White House admitted before the weekend. They actually came out and said he didn't do it. But on Thursday, Biden told Jewish leaders that he remembered spending time at and going to the Tree of Life, but the synagogue told the Post he never visited. So, Kevin, what's the big deal? Why are you always talking about Biden, you know, and parsing his words? Maybe he visited 10 years ago, or maybe he's going to visit. Maybe he was thinking about visiting, you know, whatever, man. Why are you going to give him so much grief? They go on. Nearly 24 hours after being asked about the discrepancy, a White House official said in a statement that Biden was, quote, referring to a call he had with the Tree of Life rabbi in 2019. So now visiting for Biden has been watered down to just making a phone call about it. That's the excuse. That is typical Team Demento BS, because they attempt to spin every lie that this clown tells. The article goes on. Biden has a reputation for making false or embellished claims and dropped out of his first presidential campaign in 1988 due to a plagiarism scandal. But at nearly 79 years old, his mental acuity also is a frequent matter of public debate. Has he taken that test yet that he said he would take? I'll take that test. I'm just as cute as that other you. I got the guy that I preceded after came out, you know, him. I did that pretty good. In one famous misstatement, they write, Biden in 2020 claimed he had the great honor of being arrested. I didn't even cover this when I covered Biden's lies. He had the great honor of being arrested in South Africa when he was, quote, trying to get to see Nelson Mandela on Robben's Island, where Mandela was in prison until 1990. He said Mandela thanked him for it. But Biden later admitted, I wasn't arrested. I was stopped. I was not able to move where I wanted to go. Anybody who's been arrested knows it's very different than being unable to move to where you want to go. I mean, for all intents and purposes, if you're in a crowd, a scrum, you've been arrested. Maybe at a concert. That's insane. Arrested. He lies for sport, folks, and he dares you to catch him in a lie. Joe Biden, I can only think that's what he's doing. You know what I honestly, I'm going to give you my honest opinion. I think Biden lives in a world of the 1950s and 60s where information wasn't easily refuted or it was, you know, he just thinks that he can say something and nobody's going to fact check. I mean, come on, it's got to be microfiche. Nobody's going to go pull the microfiche and look this up. How many times do you, in a day, somebody says, oh, such and such happened, and you're like, Alexa, did this happen or whatever? Or you go look it up yourself. For me, multiple times. There is nothing I'm told that I question that I don't get on the internet and go, huh, I wonder if that's true. I look it up. Biden seems to not understand. I mean, as I said, he's an anachronism. This dude would be still, you know, in a horse carriage with a buggy whip in his own mind. What are these newfangled things with these motors in them that are running around here in D.C.? Those are cars, sir. I mean, his world is very different. Lying for sport, man. And his problem is that his diminished brain capacity doesn't allow him to go, you know, I don't think I can sell this one. I don't think people are going to, I probably won't get away with this one. God, man, it's amazing. So, look, here's the thing about this synagogue thing. It's not even that big of a deal. Did you go or did you not go? Kevin, while you were in San Francisco, did you happen to go to Fisherman's Wharf? Yeah. Which pier?
Well, you know, there's a lot of piers out there, and, you know, I went to visit one of my friends. That's the pier I went to. I went to see old Janice.
No, I meant pier number. I mean, why would you lie? If you've been to Fisherman's Wharf or Ghirardelli Square or San Francisco, for that matter, and somebody asks you, have you been? Yeah, I've been. Yeah, I've been there. Had a great time. I was on Pier 32 is kind of where the party scene was, and I went to a gathering there. It was fun. I also went fishing off that pier. I chartered a boat. These are true stories. I went there. Why does Biden not want to tell you that he didn't go to the Tree of Life? Is it going to cost him the Jewish vote to say, no, I've never visited? I'd love to come. Maybe you could finagle an invitation for me. I'd love to come and be there. Do you understand the pathology of just making up that little lie? And this is the guy running your country. What things does he say on a daily basis, and what can you believe? Not much, promise you that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.